Brett finds that there are two types of Apex callouts. SOAP-based callouts consume an external WSDL document and use the SOAP protocol to contact the external system. REST-based callouts send an HTTP request from an Apex method, and the method receives and processes the response from the external system. She learns that callouts to external web services can be made directly from the Force.com platform using Apex. She discovers that there are certain situations that make Apex callouts a particularly good fit. Apex callouts are best suited to situations that require a synchronous process or that expect a quick response from an asynchronous process. If Brett wants a quick response, she can use a web service. She learns that callouts invoked through an Apex trigger must be marked as asynchronous, as making a callout from a trigger can only be done asynchronously. She understands that this requirement is due to the multi-tenant nature of the Salesforce environment. A trigger cannot hang while waiting for a response. She also learns that Apex callouts are best used when the data load is small. The combined request and response data should be less than 3 megabytes. Let's follow Brett as she learns how the two types of Apex callouts can be used in integration.